Well, the Big Ten basketball season continues to give us surprises, both pleasant and unpleasant, and this weekend was no exception. We welcome in Steve Courtney, WJR Steve Courtney, with a look back at this weekend and what lies ahead. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's going on there, Guy? Always a pleasure, my friend. Good morning once again, everybody. Saturday turned out to be a rather unfortunate day in college hoops. For example, unranked Oklahoma State knocks off number one Baylor on the road, no less, 61-54. Meanwhile, at the Breslin Center, the Spartans, under the direction of Tom Izzo, had won 9 straight ball games. Enter the Northwestern Wildcats. And, it was Northwestern coming up with a stunning 64-62 win over the Spartans. And after the game, Tom Izzo, always very, very blunt, telling it like it is. Sometimes in sport, you get what you deserve. And Northwestern was hungrier. They were more physical. And as a matter of fact, Tom alluded to the fact that perhaps his team started reading the press clippings about themselves. And you get into that, and you get disappointed from time to time. Julius Marble comes off the bench, a career-high 18 points in the Spartan loss. As a matter of fact, as that game was unfolding, you were rooting for the Spartans to win because you didn't want to see that effort go to waste, and indeed it did. As poorly, and once again, turnovers come into play, the Spartans had 12 in the first half. They would finish with 17, but they were still in a position to at least tie here at the bitter end. However, Marcus Bingham Jr. missed the opening part of a one-on-one, so there you go. We are awaiting, from what I understand, the head coach himself, Tom Izzo, and he joins us now with his take on the unfortunate circumstance. Coach, how are you this morning?
Well, you made it sound like a funeral, and I guess in some ways it is, but as we all know, we got a lot to feel good about Martin Luther King Day, so I'm going to take the high road on that. I'm disappointed in the way we played. I was not disappointed in the way we practiced, but there is a fat and sassy feeling a little bit. You win 9 in a row, and I've been telling you and other media people that the turnovers and the lack of defensive rebounding, and really our defense hasn't been as good. We've become an offensive team, which is okay. I mean, we're leading the league in a lot of offensive categories, and we're not bad in the defensive ones, but the killer ones that have really hurt us are the turnovers and the teams getting offensive rebounds against us. They had 17 offensive rebounds, and we had 17 turnovers. And they had 17 more shots than us. So lucky 17 was unlucky.
Well, you go back, and obviously, and we've had many conversations, Tom, over the years, Michigan State basketball, all about defense, all about the boards. There has been a crazy trend of late. I mean, you go back to the dramatic win last Wednesday night over Minnesota. As far as offensive boards go, the Golden Gophers had 12 to our 6. This is not the way that, obviously, you draw it up. And I know that there have been concerns, and we've talked about it with the turnover situation, not to mention slow starts. I mean, Northwestern comes into the Breslin Center after that emotional win over Minnesota. At the end of the first half, they're up by 5.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think slow starts have been a problem, and we're not doing the things we do. A lot of them, I think a media member asked me in my press conference, and I hate to give positive kudos to the media, but I really mean he said that, do the turnovers really kind of drain you? In other words, there's positive energy and there's negative energy, and turnovers sometimes become negative energy. And I think there's some truth to that. We had like 6 or 7 in the first 10 minutes. And I think that kind of stuff, brings the whole team down. And so turnovers, then that leads to, not cutting out and not being as aggressive And so I think it leads to more than just the turnover itself.
Talk about Julius Marble and his performance, Tom. Off the bench, 7-for-7 from the floor, finishes with a career high 18. As I mentioned before you joined us, clearly rooting for a Spartan win just to salvage his performance. You hate to see a loss when you play like he did, but he made a statement, did he not?
He really did. I mean, he played really well. He rebounded okay, but he really played well offensively, which isn't his suit. He was pretty good defensively. I was really proud of Julius. It was a big step in the right direction, and hopefully one we're going to be able to build on a little bit, to be honest with you.
This game can be quite humbling. There's no question about it. In our last conversation, we were going on and on about Max Christie and the job that he has been doing. And then he goes 1-for-8 from the floor, 0-for-5 from three-point range. Every once in a while, you have to make some mental adjustments, don't you?
Well, you know, Max Christie has played, you know, after shooting woes there through most of the month of December, he's really averaging 16 points a game in the last 4 or 5 games, playing good defense. And, you know, he had a freshman, a little bit of a meltdown. I mean, it was a game where he had turnovers, he missed shots. But, you know, he was in here Sunday, man. Nobody felt worse about it than him. So, I don't worry about that. He practiced well. It was disappointing for us. It was disappointing for him. And he had some what we call practice shots, you know, shots that were wide open. We just didn't make them. And, he'll bounce back off that. I really believe that.
So here's the deal. You come off this disappointing loss, and from a competitive standpoint, I'm sure you and this team would have liked to have gotten on the floor and rectified the situation quickly. But as the schedule goes, next game not until Friday night. And what a game is going to be on the road in Madison, Wisconsin, against number 13, the Badgers. And, you know, take us through what this week holds, Tom, as far as getting this team ready to play a damn good Wisconsin team.
Well, I was going to say 13th, but they might be one of the hotter teams in them in Illinois, and that's the next two teams we play. Maybe one of the more hotter teams in our league. You know, just a very good collection of good players, and the Johnny has their forward has really, Davis has really played well. He put himself in a new atmosphere here, hemisphere, whatever. I think, you know, they're very solid. Davidson has been there for 6 years. They've got veterans guys, as they always do. They got a freshman point guard who's played pretty well. But they are playing about as well as anybody. Had a big win on the road over Purdue a couple weeks ago. So we got our work cut out, especially a Friday night in Madison, Wisconsin. I think it's the late game. Place will be hopping.
Yeah, 9 o'clock tip, as a matter of fact. I mean, I have to try and sneak a nap in that particular day, but I'll be there with you. Let's get her going again, Coach. And as always, thank you very much for your time.
All right, Steve, we'll try to do that. You know, we're 14-3, not 3-14, but it has been disappointing the last couple of weeks. I do not think we played as well defensively and anything else as we can, and those turnovers have haunted us. We got to fix them.
All right, all the best against the Badgers.
Thanks,
once
man.
Again, 9 o'clock tip. Come Friday night, which means the pregame here on WJR getting underway at 8. Coach, thank you very much. All the best, sir. There you go, guy.
Steve, before I let you go here, your thoughts on Matthew Stafford's prospects against Kyler Murray tonight?
You know, it's an interesting deal as these teams will meet guy for the third time this season, and each team coming up with a win on the road. And look, this is the game that the Rams pulled the trigger on this deal to acquire Matthew Stafford. This is what they were looking for. And the truth of the matter is, you know, as we've seen, when Matthew has been on, he's been worth everything that the Rams shelled out. But then there's been times, I think he went through 3 straight games with a pick six, that his performance has been subpar. But the important thing against the Cardinals, and I don't know if J.J. Watt's going to go. There's some speculation that he might. But this Rams offensive line's got to do a much better job giving Stafford time to do what he needs to do, because clearly in the second half, in that overtime loss to the 49ers, they did not do that. So I can't wait. I think it's going to be a great ball game, and we shall see.
I kept thinking, watching him against the Niners, as he's looking around for help, going, "Hey, where's Ragnow? Where's Decker? Where are those guys?"
I think Matthew was wondering the same thing. But you know what, guy? Listen, give the 49ers their credit, because they are a damn good football team, as we saw yesterday against those Cowboys.
And Garoppolo stepped up. And God love him. He's kind of shook the monkey off his back. We'll see how long it lasts. Steve, thanks so much. Take care.